Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
I'm sad to report this because I've met him several times and he was nothing but a gentleman. But John Sykes, who played guitar on Whitesnake's big release in 1987, plays guitar on this song, Is This Love, even wrote it. John Sykes also played in Thin Lizzy, has died at the age of 65 after a battle with cancer, according to his Facebook page. They write, he certainly marched to the beat of his own drum and always pulled for the underdog. In his final days, he spoke of his sincere love and gratitude for his fans who stuck with him through all these years. But John Sykes, famous for being on the multi-million dollar selling Whitesnake record in 1987, has passed at the age of 65. A story here out of Alabama. Only days after a breastfeeding mother summoned for jury duty was forced to bring her three-month-old daughter to an Alabama courthouse, the state Supreme Court declared breastfeeding women should be excused from jury duty. Candace Brown spent around 3 hours last Monday at the Jefferson County Courthouse with her three-month-old daughter, Parker. The mother says her daughter is exclusively breadfed, will not take a bottle, and they stay together at all times so the baby can eat. Brown says she had to explain multiple times to judges and clerks why she could not serve on jury duty without her baby. Quote, I had no choice. She cannot eat without me, and I cannot understand the entire time that they couldn't understand that. She cannot leave my side.
Not only do you have the embarrassment, and I say that because you have to explain this to multiple people that act like they don't understand what this entails. She was also threatened with being reported to the Department of Human Resources because she brought the baby to court to be with her to feed the baby.
Well, that was from a judge who said, and I quote, on the microphone in front of 300 people, all the mothers that have children here today need to make accommodations for your children to be picked up. We would hate for DHR to get involved.
Yeah, they threatened the women. Are you kidding me? What year is this?
One of the clerks said that she could pump.
Oh, God.
Brown says she was floored. This has created an incredible public outcry in Alabama. Why can't you just call into the clerk and just say, I just had a baby 3 months ago. I'm breastfeeding. My baby won't take a bottle.
Especially, I don't know if this is her first child or not, but if it's the first baby, you can't win. You have people telling you you have to breastfeed because it's the right thing. You have people tell you, you know, well, you can bottle that baby. You don't need to breastfeed because you've got to be here at jury duty. You have people tell you to cover up when you're trying to feed your child in public.
Breastfeed, but not there.
You can't win for losing. And if you're a new mom, the level of anxiety that all of that brings to you is very, very real. I told you this. I had a colleague with whom I don't believe I ever spoke much after who asked me, 6 or 7 weeks into my son's birth, like, how long are you going to do this for? Talking about the pumping. Because I pumped that breast milk when they were dredging the lake for bodies. I pumped in live vans.
You would sit in the live tray, yeah.
You know, you do what you have to do. But I was a new employee. I was a new mom. And I just remember sobbing. Huh. Because I was like, I don't know. Like, you're supposed to do it a year. And I will never forgive him for this. He said, well, it's already causing problems. Oh, yeah. He should have been fired that day for that. But that was before.
Was it a photog?
We knew. Yep. It was before we knew. Oh, yeah. Oh, Dan's. Oh, you know exactly who it was, too, Dan. It's already causing problems. And I came into the newsroom after that shift and just broke down sobbing because I was already pumping that breast milk in a disgusting bathroom in the basement, praying to God no one walked
probably
in.
Probably unsanitary.
Oh, of course it is.
What did he mean it's already causing problems?
Because I would say, like, I'll meet you out back in 10 minutes. Let me pump really quick before we go because we might be out for 3 hours or 5 hours.
And not to be gross, but if you don't pump.
Oh, God, it just builds and it builds and it builds and it builds and then it comes out. It leaks. you know, it was just, oh my God.
Good times.
I look back at that sweet Dana at age, you know,
naive
27,
Dana.
And I just want to hug her. And I want to hug this woman.
What would
of
you have
duty.
Said in that setting had you had the mind that you have today?
Oh, I would have clean. Marched directly back into the building and dealt with it that way.
Why didn't you do it then?
Because you're young. I was intimidated. I was in a new city. I didn't know anyone.
Yeah.
I was a brand new mom. I was hormonal, emotional, off the charts. And I had just been hired. So you think I'm going to march
you
in
if you wouldn't
yeah,
complain.
Start causing problems the second week I worked there. I mean, it just was. And I don't think they had ever had a breastfeeding mom in the newsroom before. Now,
what?
After I was done with that first year, I went to upper management and said, can we please, this is an enormous building, can we please create a space somewhere downstairs with a lock on the door? And they were like, oh my gosh, it never occurred to us that we needed to do that. Yes, that building was huge.
From the text line, I had jury duty this past summer in Warrensburg. They told a woman that was breastfeeding that she was automatically exempt.
And they should be.
You would literally say, Your Honor, I'm sorry, can we take a recess so I can go take care of the thing?
Right.
I know. You
how is this even
think,
a question?
As a 50-something-year-old woman looking back, you want to think things have gotten better, and I think they have. I do. I think overall they've gotten... When you go to the airport now, there are enormous...
There are breastfeeding rooms,
little
actually.
Rooms that you can go in.
Your Honor, would you like to see what happens if I don't?
Yeah. Bring them up.
when we get back... And I know we're not a sports station, but, I mean, it's either we talk about the Chiefs or we talk about the inauguration, and I have no intention of talking about the inauguration. We didn't talk about the last one. We didn't talk about the one before that, so we're not going to talk about the one today. So we've got two Chiefs-related stories. If you were watching on Saturday, you may have seen one of the Texans players pushing his coach.
I think pushing is an understatement.
Shoving.
He went nuts.
And also, and I know you don't want to believe it, the top 10 states where the Chiefs are hated the most.
All of them. Oh.
Top 10.
I was going to say, it's only 10?
All of them except for Kansas and Missouri, and you could even make an argument in portions of those two states.
Yeah, like in western Kansas, eastern Missouri. The top 10 states where the Chiefs are hated the most, the top two are very, very obvious. We'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment. Here on Dana and Parks.